A new study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences says oil and natural gas refineries may be bigger polluters than anybody thought. The authors have linked unexpectedly high levels of rural air pollution in the American Southwest to oil and gas refineries in the region. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
For several years, a team of atmospheric researchers has been looking for a class of chemicals called hydrocarbons in the air above polluted cities around the world. Hydrocarbons are gases that react in the atmosphere to form ozone, one of the main ingredients in smog. F. Sherwood Rowland, a chemist at the University of California at Irvine, says his research team has been to Santiago, Chile, Mexico City, Mexico, Los Angeles, California, and Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma City turned out to have the highest concentrations of hydrocarbons of any of these, which was somewhat of a surprise to us.
Roland says it's a surprise because Oklahoma City has very few cars and trucks compared to, say, Los Angeles. And cars and trucks are supposed to be where almost all of the relevant hydrocarbons are coming from. He says the mystery deepened when his team found extremely high hydrocarbon levels in rural parts of Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, Arkansas, and Louisiana.
The level of concentration might be as much as 50 to 100 times what you would find, let's say, in rural New Mexico.
New Mexico has very few oil and natural gas refineries, and all of those other rural areas do have them. Roland says it's clear to him where the hydrocarbons are coming from.
Leakage, basically, from the oil and gas industry.
Now, how do you know it came from the oil and gas industry?
We don't, other than that's where they are and that's where the contamination was. And when you got away from those areas, the pollution dropped down.
The Environmental Protection Agency has been tracking the pollutants produced by refineries and drilling sites for the last 30 years. Roland says his findings raise questions about the accuracy of some of those statistics. Ramon Alvarez, a chemist with the nonprofit group Environmental Defense, says he agrees.
A lot of these things are based on industry estimates, have never been tested, and this just points to the possibility that there could be major flaws in those techniques.
The EPA does not test rural air quality as regularly as it tests urban air. Spokesmen for the EPA say the rural pollution readings are surprisingly high, but EPA pollution specialist Matt Haber says that does not prove that the refineries are polluting more than people thought they were.
There are about three or four steps in the process from when a refinery and all of the other urban sources emit to the point that you measure it. It's how they spread in the atmosphere, meteorological conditions, and so on.
But Haber adds that it's equally possible that Roland will end up being right. If follow-up studies do find higher-than-expected refinery emissions, he says inspectors from local air control districts will be encouraged to find ways to help these refineries clean up their acts.
Regulations that are as precise as watching a valve or watching a flange where two pipes come together and seeing if there are drips, and if so, then they have to repair that particular component.
The health implications of these findings are unknown, since Roland's team never measured for ozone or smog levels directly. But they did measure for hydrocarbons. They also measured for the presence of a chemical called alkyl nitrate, which usually means the hydrocarbons have reacted in the atmosphere to form more harmful ozone. Roland says his team found high levels of that chemical in all of their test areas. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.